Weed and water your yard with winter snow removal. We're shoveling the walks next on Western Life Radio. There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside at Sportsman's Warehouse. Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside.
Keep yourself safe this winter season. Wear layers to protect yourself from winter's cold. Also keep a hat, scarf, and mittens on hand as essential winter gear. Select footwear appropriate for snow and slush, and be sure to keep extra dry clothing in your vehicle in case you get wet. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio.
Spring weed and watering begins with winter snow removal. Alex Grover with Utah Sustainable Gardening explains.
Yeah, I've been throwing my snow in my flower beds. I haven't salted yet this year, so I don't have to worry about that. So I'm putting as much water in the area where I want things. Too hard to throw out in the vegetable garden, but flower beds that are right up front off the sidewalk and driveway where they can be seen. So that's one thing a lot of people don't think about. I mean, every landscape has got water that hits where you don't want it, whether it's on the roof or whether it's on the driveway or the sidewalk. And so just finding a way to reallot that, whether you throw it off with a snow shovel or when it turns to rain, you've got drainage designed so it can go somewhere. I realize most houses want all the water out in the gutter where it's nice and safe and people don't have to worry about it messing up their lawn or anything. But for me, I like to put it somewhere, and I like to put it somewhere where it can be used, and I try and do that as much as I can with whatever the design presents in the building and the surrounding landscape, the hardscape is. This way, I really don't have to worry about the flower beds when spring hits. I'll have to look at summer watering, but hopefully I can cut down on that a little bit, and I got a good layer of mulch on my two front beds this year, and again, it's a property I'm new on, and so it's going to take me 5 years even come close to getting everything where I want it, more or less. So if you move into a new landscape, you've got to be patient. You've got to have a plan that'll work for you, and then you've got to be patient.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.